Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
In motion for the near side, and then Bohr just runs straight ahead and gains about 3 yards. So the quarterback keeper. And the stick will move to the 23-yard line. Bulldogs helping out. Makai Taola with the tackle. Second down play. Two more games in the regular season. How can that be possible? I think part of it is the weather that's got everyone confused about how late in the year it is. Second down and 8 yards to go. Board with a fake handoff one way, coming back the other, and they've got a little running room. First down and more, spinning and grooving and moving to the 39-yard line. The runner, Travis Hafemeister, he's been the most called upon Royal running back today. They get a first down and will move the chain. So the sticks advance, and that's where the Panthers will resume their drive. They've had some positive yards. Time out for the trainer to leave the field. Lindsey Tollickson having to go back and forth to the other side of the field. And now what's going on? Is there a penalty? Oh, put some time back on the clock is what they're saying. So because they had to stop the game for a moment, they put the clock back at 10:05. 10 minutes, 5 seconds to go in the game. 20-0, the Bulldogs. Ball resting on the 40. Royal zone. Board deep. Under center, rolls to the left side, and trying to get around on the short side of the field, and hit and drop by the Bulldogs. Bulldogs with great coverage over there. That was Cody Burns and Hunter Moe on the far side. Out of bounds. So it'll be second down and a loss for the Panthers. Second down and 12 from the 38-yard line. Big games coming up this next week. We'll be here on Tuesday night for Ithaca DeSoto Volleyball. We have soccer later in the week and the eighth week of the high school football season. Our game of the week should be a dandy. River Valley doing battle against New Glarus. Awaiting the snap. Somebody jumped in the Royal line, I believe. That pink flag comes out again in the middle. That is a false start against the Royal Panthers. No game on Saturday next week. Brewers will be playing on Monday again. Haven't seen the final in that, but Brewers did get off to a good-sized lead. 9-3, bottom of the eighth inning is what Tim is telling me. And North Crawford has defeated Highland 50-8 today in eight-player football. That's on the Phil Nee flip phone, sponsored by Y Connect Wireless. Second down, 17 to go for the Panthers. Running play, nowhere to go. The Bulldogs are going to gobble him up and bring him down for another loss. There was nowhere to go, and Cody Burns, a one-man wrecking crew, even ran the two-point conversion after the last score. Hafemeister runs in, and there's another loss. 21 yards to go for a first down on a third down call coming up for the Royal Panthers. The Lennox Plumbing and Heating postgame show follows our play-by-play account of this one today from Ithaca. Timeout. Now both teams coming up to the line. The Bulldogs on defense. Royal on the offense. There's a snap from center. Handoff to number two, Caden Lang. And he rolls across the 30 to around the 35-yard line. Gain of about 5 yards, but it's going to bring up a fourth down and about 14 yards to go. 7:40 remaining in the ball game. Bulldogs leading it 20-0 here over the Royal Panthers. 6-0 was the score at halftime. The Bulldogs score just a minute 15 ahead of the end of the first half. So we were scoreless for much of the way, and the game went incredibly fast as well. So here we go. Panthers going to go for it. 4th and 15. Board awaiting the snap from center. Takes the snap, hands off. No, he's going to run it himself, and then he's going to be brought down for a quarterback sack by the Bulldogs. Cody Burns again. Holy cow, and Devin Heim as well, and the Panthers thrown for a huge loss on 4th down, and the Bulldogs will take over. Well, if you're Royal at that point, you just gamble and see what happens, and the Bulldogs will take over. So turning it over on downs, and Ithaca for its second full possession of the second half, believe it or not. Royal has controlled the time of possession, but they have not been able to score. Bulldogs take over on the Royal 25-yard line. 20-0 Bulldogs. Snap to Jones. Hand off. Bowen switches directions. That's Rowan, I should say. And he lost the football. And it's fumbled and picked up by the Royal Panthers. And they are headed back the other way. So the Bulldogs lose it. That's the second big fumble in a row. Not in a row, but in the game in which the Bulldogs were driving early in the game. They lost one inside the 5-yard line. This one lost inside the 20-yard line. So hence the ball will go back to Royal. Ithaca was called for a false start, and so that means the Panthers will take the ball back. Royal starting at its own 18-yard line here in the fourth quarter. 6:54 to go in the football game. Royal spending some time in the huddle, and now heading to the football. The Panthers with the ball between the hash marks. Board under center. There's the snap. They're going to run it to the left side and run in a couple of yards ahead to the 20-yard line to the 21. Bender is brought down by Bowen. That'll bring up a second down for the Royal Panthers. Next week, the Bulldogs get set to take on the Brookwood Falcons on October 10th. They'll finish out the season with New Lisbon. So those games forthcoming. And both teams are kind of looking at this as a must-win situation. No one's real sure how the new playoff format is going to work, but this one a pretty much must win here. You're going to control your own destiny. Panthers get a couple of yards on a carry, and then they pay for it. That was Wopat, the carrier, and Liam Rowan and Quintus Banker make the stop. So second down for the Panthers. Make that third down. That was second down. Third down at the 21-yard line. The Royal Panthers trailing in the game 20-0. The Bulldogs packing some punches right now. Up to the football. The Panthers. Line is set. Royal is set. Long snap count. Board with a hard snap count. Almost threw him off. Hand off and nothing going. The ball carrier is brought down behind the line of scrimmage. Jet Bender, nowhere to go. And Cody Burns again just blows the line up. He's having a day here. Homecoming action for Cody Burns, his senior year. We're down to 5 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. 20-0 Ithaca, 4th down Royal. They will look to the far sideline and then come in with a play. They went for it on 4th down last time. They might again. 4th down and 10, again late in the ball game. Nothing to lose here at this point. And after not making it on downs last time, the Bulldogs turn it right back to them. They're going for it. 4th down with about 10 yards to go from the 19-yard line, Royal zone. Man in motion. Snap, pitch. Running play this way. The Panthers put the shoulder down, and Johnson gets across the 20 to the 26-yard line. Stop short of the first down. for the Bulldogs, Houston Bolin and Spencer Nelson on the play. Bulldogs will take it over on downs with 4:24 remaining here in the football game. 20-0, the Bulldogs in the lead. Ball marked at the Royal 26-yard line. Ithaca's next possession, their third. Last time took over on the Royal 25 and fumbled. Right now on the 26-yard line with 4:24 to go. Ithaca football deep in Royal territory. Whistle. And I'm not sure. All right. There's a snap from center, handoff running to the right side. The Bulldogs making a little ground, lost the football again. Tyler Steinmetz on the carry and down around the 15-yard line. Lost the handle and the ball popped loose, but I think it went out of bounds. No, Royal did get it. So the Bulldogs turn it over again on a fumble. Bulldogs were penalized for holding, but it's going to be turned over to Royal as they, of course, decline it. So the exact same thing that happened last time. Bulldogs get the football and then cough it up, and Royal gets it right back. And then there was a warning. Somebody was blowing a whistle over on the playground. And, of course, confusing the teams, the players. I'm not sure who. Is that Henry Bray over there? I don't know. Anyway, got that taken care of. First and 10 from the 17-yard line, 4:17 remaining here in the football game. The Panthers run up the gut, lost the football, and the Bulldogs may have gotten it. Royal is saying they do. The officials down at the bottom of the pile. Man, it's a turnover fest, and the conditions are extremely good here today. It's not like it's a cold night or it's a wet night. Looks like Royal got back on it. The Panthers will get credit for a 5-yard gain now. Second down. Ball is marked around the 22-yard line. 20-0. Homecoming dance going on tonight here at the school as well. I didn't ask June about whether she'd want to go or not, but I believe I probably know the answer. Second down from the 22 with about 5 yards to go for a first down. The Panthers. Board. When he gets down, you can barely see him. He's so low into the center. Hand off for a running play to the 26-yard line. And the running play by Jet Bender and a late flag as the ball is going to be rolling out of there. We'll see what the flag is about. The official calling a personal foul on the Bulldogs. 15-yard penalty on the Bulldogs. We'll send it a few yards in Royal's favor then, 15 yards to be exact. And they'll take that ball out to the 40-yard line. It gives Royal a little breathing room. 3 minutes and 26 seconds remaining in today's game. Must be a big game. Picture Nate is here. And barefooted, and he's enjoying it. Good to see him. Feel that grass in your feet. You don't get a chance to do that in Wisconsin too many more days. First down for Royal after the penalty. This drive started at their 18-yard line. Ball just across the 41. Snap from center. Pitch and a running play. Trying to break the corner is Johnson. Hit and drop. Bulldog defense has put up a stone wall. That was Isaiah Fargin. Helping to make the tackle, and Houston Boland as well, and Royal just cannot get anything positive going here today. Second down, and about 10 yards to go. Clock rotating down to 2:39 remaining in the ball game today. And Ithaca, it's been an enjoyable one, an enjoyable day as well. Royal up to the football, second down and 10 yards to go. There's the snap from center. Handoff running play toward the middle. And they break to the 45-yard line, and the whole herd files down to the 46. So a short game for the Royal Panthers on the run by Easton Wopat. Tackle made by Houston Boland. And it's third down at the 46-yard line for Royal. 2 minutes remaining here in today's game, 20 to nothing in favor of the Bulldogs. Trying to coast down the stretch here and put one in the win column. The Panthers up to the football. Ford looks it over. Awaits the snap from center. There it is. Hand off for a running play. Pushing his way is Bender. And Jett runs into a wall and it's picked up. The Bulldogs running back the other way. Spencer Nelson picked it up, but I believe it was blown dead. Short of the first down. So they'll mark that down for a fourth down and 2 yards to go for the Royal Panthers. The ball is resting just short of the midfield stripe. Some of the Bulldogs starting to get a curtain call now. They're bringing in a few players. Dax Neef checks in on the line. 1 minute remaining here. 20 to nothing. Bulldogs leading, fourth down and 2 yards to go. Royal going for it. They need to get to the 50-yard line to keep the ball in their hands. Awaiting the snap board. Hand off going to the running back, and he's powering for a couple of yards. Second effort, I believe he got it. Nice job. Tackle is made by Isaiah Fargen and company. But it is a first down for Jett Bender and the Royal Panthers. 40 seconds remaining in the football game today. First down Royal just across the 50-yard line of Ithaca, about the 49. And now Royal in the huddle, and they're going to run in maybe one more play from the far side. They keep the clock going and rolling down to 24 seconds. Ford and company, see what they try to do. Maybe they'll try to air one out here in the final moments of the game. Royal up to the line. Board looks it over. Under center, the line is set. Handoff. Running play going left side for Jason Johnson. And he's close to out of bounds and will be with about 1.8 seconds remaining. So he gets all of 8 yards on the play. Rushed out of bounds by Dax Neef. And it's second down for the Royal Panthers. And the Panthers will stay in the huddle, it looks like. Play comes out from number 11, Jason Johnson, and probably down to the final play of the ball game now. Bulldogs, and we'll celebrate a happy homecoming afternoon. Time for a moment, and now Royal heads to the football for the game's last play, unless there is a penalty. Second down, and about 3 yards to go, and he'll hit a territory right around the 44-yard line. The line is set. There's the snap. Back to throw is Board. Airs it out on the far side. Caught by the Panthers and then knocked out of bounds at the last moment. And this ball game is over. Nice play by the Bulldogs. Number 10 on the play, Hunter Moe. And the Bulldogs with a victory in shutout fashion. The defense looks pretty good today. And they win it. Today's final score, Ithaca 20, Royal nothing. And homecoming football. We'll be back with the Gelenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show next, the WRCO Radio Sports.
Gelenic Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Well, the Bulldogs get the victory here today to the tune of a 20 to nothing score, nailing down the win and getting it done. And we look now to our Duncan Rewards turning point of the game. And that goes back to early part of the third quarter, 9:07 remaining, and the Panthers going for a pass, trailing just 6-0 in the ball game. And Board's pass was picked off by Ithaca's Quintez Banker and returned a total of 30 yards for a score. The extra point kick failed, and that's how the game continued, with the Bulldogs missing. In fact, they did get one two-point run, but missed an extra point and missed a two-pointer this day. But the Quintez Vitesse Banker interception. That was the one that kind of turned the tide, gave Ithaca a 12-0 lead, and gave them some momentum. They would score again early in the fourth quarter. The Banker interception is the Duncan Rewards turning point of the game as the Bulldogs are able to nail down the win. Duncan Rewards offering you lots of great rewards and exclusive offers. Start earning points toward free food and drinks at Duncan. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO Radio Sports.
From America's favorite coffee to bold new beverages and irresistible snacks, Dunkin' is the brand loved nationwide and cherished right here at home. With Dunkin' Rewards, the free sips start now. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join today and enjoy a free medium drink with purchase during your first week as a member. Experience the name that's been number one in customer loyalty for over 15 years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Arneson Service and Repair at Hill Point is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Arneson Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit arnesonrepair.com. Keep farming with Arneson's.
Did you know All-American Do It Center sells used rental equipment? That's right. They have rental tools and equipment of all sizes that you can buy used, saving you money. They have skid steers and excavators, trailers, lifts and scaffold, lawn and garden equipment, concrete, air, and power tools, and so much more. Visit the website to see items currently for sale. Don't forget that you can save 20% off rentals every Tuesday at All-American Do It Center Rental Department in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center. All-American.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from the Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Welcome back to Ithaca. The final score, 20-0. The Bulldogs get the win here in Homecoming Football 2025. The only score of the first half was a 7-yard touchdown run by Houston Boland. The two-pointer failed, and it was 6-0 in favor of the Bulldogs, and that's how we went to halftime. Some defensive plays in that game. The Bulldogs fumbled inside the Royal 5 on their first possession, and Royal committed a fumble, and that was inside Bulldog territory at the 15-yard line when the fumble occurred. But again, just a 6-0 lead at halftime. Second half, as we mentioned, the Duncan Rewards play of the game, the Quintez Banker interception and return 35 yards for a touchdown that made it 12-0. And early in the fourth quarter, the Bulldogs had mounted a drive that took them inside the 5-yard line of Royal, and eventually it culminated with a 1-yard plunge by the quarterback, Keegan Jones. The two-point sneak by Cody Burns, that made it 20-0, and that is how we finish. Both teams fumbled a couple of times late in the game. Again, the Bulldogs hold on for the victory. They're now 4-3 through seven games. And in the conference now, getting back on the winning track, last week with Nacita and this week with Royal, they still have Brookwood to play at Brookwood High School next week and New Lisbon to play at New Lisbon High School the final week. That's the schedule at hand for the Bulldogs, who still could punch their ticket for the upcoming WIAA playoffs, which will have a different format as far as how you get in the playoffs this year. So it will be interesting to find out and see how that goes in terms of strength of schedule and wins and all the things that go in and go on to that. So It's going to be kind of an education this year in terms of how it goes and how teams make the playoffs and which teams make the playoffs. Certainly look forward to that. That's in a couple of weeks already, so two more regular season games after today. We'll be back with a final word from Ithaca, wrapping up homecoming in a moment after these words from our football sponsors on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Hello, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. Did you know that most addictions start in adolescence? Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25, so it's important to be there for them and support their health. Wisconsin Social Host Law is in place to protect our young people. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Open Season Hunting Outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery, Open Season Hunting Outlet, open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center, or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs, stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit OpenSeasonOutlet.com.
Attention Richland Center. Rockwell Automation is hiring second shift positions starting at over $24 an hour. What makes Rockwell different? 6 weeks of paid time off your first year, a $2,500 sign-on bonus, and benefits that start day one, not after 90 days. We offer a clean working environment, overtime opportunities, 401k with company match, and real paths for advancement. Rockwell Automation has been part of this community since 1971, and we're growing again. Visit rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center, or stop by any Wednesday between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity, where we meet you.
Welcome back to Ithaca. The final score, 20-0. The Bulldogs get the victory. A big day wrapping up here today, and we want to congratulate again the Community Hall of Fame inductee, Chris Fry, and the Athletic Hall of Fame inductee, John Jones. Good to see John for the first time in about 50 years, so that was nice, and a good turnout there, a good ceremony, and we salute everybody who came over today and shared in the joy of the Ithaca School Fair and homecoming, and I heard the meat animal sale went very, very well, and we knew the parade did, so thanks for your support. Good to be a part of another one here. The 103rd Ithaca School Fair and Homecoming. All that's wrapped up now, except for the dance. They'll have the dance coming up tonight at the school. The Bulldogs get the win, improved to 4-3 in the conference, and for Royal, they fall to 3-4 overall with the loss here today with a couple of weeks left in the regular season. Today's game engineered by Tim Peed, and this is Phil Nee saying have a great rest of your day, and we'll be back your way tonight with some old-time rock and roll. We'll be sweating to the oldies literally here tonight. Congratulations to coaches Lang and Kelly and the Bulldogs on a 20-0 homecoming victory over the Royal Panthers. You've been listening to High School Football today from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thanks for joining us for local sports coverage on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Since 1949, WRCO Radio has proudly covered local sports, made possible by the unwavering support of our communities. We salute the student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans who work together to make these moments happen. It takes a team to bring local sports to life, and we're honored to be part of yours. This has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center. Volare, oh, 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 cantare, oh, oh, oh. Let's fly way up to the clouds, away from the maddening crowd. We can sing in the glow of a star that I know of, where lovers enjoy peace of mind. Let us leave the confusion and all this illusion behind. Just like birds of a feather, a rainbow together we'll find. Volare, oh. Oh, no wonder my happy heart sings. Your love has given me wings. Penso che io sogno così non ritorni mai più. Mi dipinge con le mani e la faccia di blu. Poi d'improvviso tenido dal vento rapito e incominciavo a volare nel cielo infinito. Volare, oh, oh, e cantare, oh, oh. Nel blu, dipinto di blu, e chi dice di stare lassù? E volavo, volavo, venice un'alte del sole con coro più su, mentre molto pian piano sparivo lontano laggiù. Una musica dolce suonare soltanto per me. Oh, oh, e cantare, oh, oh, oh. No wonder my happy heart sings. Your love has given me wings. Nel blu, dipinto di blu, venite di stare lassù. Nel blu, dipinto di blu.
Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far, like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. How you stay, that's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Mm-hmm. And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, had my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, not me, I did it my way. For what is a man, what has he got, if not himself?
For Pete's Sake is accepting applications for potential fall funding recipients through October 18th. Applications are available at forpetesake.com. That's the number 4, petesake.com. By mail at 4 Pete's Sake, Post Office Box 577, Spring Green, Wisconsin 53588. Or at Arcadia Books in downtown Spring Green. Applicants must have a health condition and reside in the River Valley School District to be eligible for funding. Please contact Todd Miller with questions at 608-588-4619 or at tmiller@forpetesake.com. Again, For Pete's Sake Fall Funding Round is now open. Applications are accepted through October 18th of 2025. Rock and Rollers, this is Phil Nee. I'll be back in the studio to take your requests and play trivia again Saturday night. Songs that take me back to weekends of my days gone by.
Speckle Pete, I'm not taking you to the Ithaca Fair next year. You ruined all the vegetable entries and you scratched the cheerleader's legs. Shame on you.
This week, my special guest will be Connie Valens, who is a sister of Richie Valens.
La Bamba was the throwaway. They didn't think that it was going to do anything. I mean, this 45 was about Donna. We'll just put that on. That was a side B.
Those were the days in WRCO's Saturday. We'll be kicking out the jams courtesy of these great sponsors: Convertibles and Classics, Vitesnik Power Sports, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Chance Feed Seed and Such, Culligan Water Conditioning, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jones Chevrolet, and A&W of Boscobel. Join us for those for the days Saturday night.
100.9 WRCO.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual to see me cry. I wanna die. It's not unusual to go out at any time. But when I see such a crime. If you should ever want to be loved by anyone, it's not unusual, it happens every day. No matter what you say, you'll find it happens all the time. Love will never do what you want to. It's not unusual to be mad with anyone. It's not unusual to be sad with anyone. But if I ever find that you've changed at any time, it's not unusual to find that I'm in love with you. Oh, 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 oh.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. I said, Georgia, Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in the peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. I said, Georgia, oh Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song Georgia on my mind. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. Oh, 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 Georgia, Georgia, no peace, no peace I find, just an old sweet song Georgia on my mind. I said just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Protesters south of Chicago's downtown today calling for ICE to leave. Homeland Security says ICE agents were boxed in this morning by 10 vehicles along Kedzie Avenue, leading to agents to fire off shots, injuring one woman. ABC's Alex Prochet has more.
This happened in the Brighton Park neighborhood. They said the person that they shot was a woman. She was someone that was known to CBP. She had been in a bulletin, and they were aware of postings that she had made online urging folks in that neighborhood to attack agents.
Homeland Security's Kristi Noem has sent a request to Secretary Hegseth to send federal troops to both Chicago and to Portland, Oregon. After Hamas signaled it agreed to